Winemaker Robert Mondavi says that its quarterly earnings are down from down by 90% from last year's earnings. Mondavi says the worldwide oversupply of wine has depressed prices. Now, the good news, it's a great time to look for bargains.
We try to, as best as possible, meet each individual's needs, whether that be very expensive high-end wines or inexpensive wines for parties and everyday use.
We're at Wally's in West L.A., talking to their Christian Navarro about cheap wine.
Well, some of these wines are $4 a bottle. Is that, this is a Pinot Noir for $3.99?
Yeah, well, we found this Pepperwood Grove available that used to be very expensive, which we didn't buy, and now we're able to bring it in the store at $4 a bottle, and it's delicious.
$4 a bottle. This is a 1997. It's actually one of these vintage wines. So this isn't just a jug wine. This is a...
Yeah, this is very high-quality wine. 1997 is considered to be one of the greatest vintages ever in California. So a wine at $4, this is a deal. There are things from South America, Falling Star, a blend of Merlot and Malbec. Delicious wine. Rich, flavorful, easy to drink, and it's easy on the pocketbook as well.
What are the price points that you look at now?
Under $5, that's $7 to $8, and then that $10 number, which is a magic number.
How have those three price points changed in that time?
If we had three price points 5 years ago, they would have started at 10, gone to the 15, and to the 20.
Huh.
But in many occasions, those are the exact same wines.
That you're buying now for these lower prices?
Yes.
We've looked at this $4 Pinot Noir. Show me a wine that you are selling to someone, say, who wants not just a good Pinot Noir, a great Pinot Noir.
My first initial response is, what sort of price range are you looking for?
Well, I guess that's everybody's kind of consideration. And the, say, $50, do people spend $50?
$50 would be a very high end, but we do sell those wines as well.
Okay. I've never bought a $50 bottle of wine in my life, but...
Welcome. We have this incredible Dumal Pinot Noir from the Russian River Valley. Comes from the other great vintage in California, 2001. Uh-huh. 97 and 2001 are the two best vintages.
Huh. And what would be the difference in these two bottles? And is it something that... I would recognize someone who's spent their life drinking wine at the other end of the scale.
Well, I think if you're a connoisseur, a wine like this may make a difference.
Yeah.
But for people like you and me who are drinking wine every day, the Pepperwood Grove for under $5 is very similar and may be a better buy.
Yeah. Someday, there's not going to be a glut on the market anymore, right? This great production of grapes is going to pass through, and that... What do you think is going to happen to the behavior of consumers then? Because people are going to keep wanting that, right?
People who may have drank beer before or a vodka are now maybe taking a chance on a bottle of wine because it's inexpensive enough for them to try.
Yeah.
And then ultimately, we gain customers.
Christian, Steven Spielberg's office, line 4, Christian, line 4.
That's a call for you, and I guess you better take it.
Christian Navarro is a partner at Wally's Wines in Los Angeles.